The real question is, as you go from 16 to 25, what would you do in this situation with two positive nodes, premenopausal, postmenopausal?
Well, so for a postmenopausal patient, I think the TAILOR-RX study is pretty clearly showing us that there's no benefit to chemotherapy up to scores of 25.
Now, again, I'm talking two positive nodes,
right.
Though.
Okay. Right. Well, for the node negative population. And again, we don't really have reason to think that if it goes into the node, that biologically it's very different. So in a patient like that, certainly up to the limit of the traditional low category, up to 18, I'm very comfortable without chemotherapy. And above 18, I discuss it with the patient, although I cannot say that I am strongly encouraging of chemotherapy in that setting. For a premenopausal patient, we have much less available data to guide these decisions. And for a score of 12, as I mentioned, I'm comfortable not using chemotherapy. Typically up to about 18, again, the traditional low range, I also am comfortable. If we go above 18, I become a little bit more encouraging. Although, you know, again, this is where we look to TAILOR-RX, and there is that sort of interesting subset analysis in the 16 to 25 range of whether there could be a little bit of benefit from chemotherapy. And I'm hoping that the investigators will be able to gather data on chemotherapy-induced ovarian failure and help us learn whether what was seen there, that gap between endocrine alone versus endocrine with chemo, is from really from chemotherapy itself or the sequelae of chemotherapy, that these patients were put into menopause and that's the reason they did better. I think that there's enormous power in the use of ovarian suppression, and my use of ovarian suppression in my clinic has increased year by year as we get more and more data coming out of SoftInText.
And I guess the tricky thing is about TAILOR-X is that most of those patients did not have adjuvant ovarian suppression, so we don't know if it was the chemo effect or not.
Right.